Good morning, it's Classic Hits 4CA. Let's continue with our Wellness Tuesday spot. And look, a guy who's very well known. Actually, you know what? There was a Russell Harris, there was a singer around town. But this Dr. Russ Harris is slightly different. Don't know whether he can sing, but he joins me this morning. G'day, Russ. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. Please don't ask me to sing.
I don't know. I reckon you could be better than me. Well, look, a famous author, you know, The Happiness Trap was a bestseller right across the world. Now, look, we had something that came in on Friday. I thought, this looks interesting. Don't give me all that hippie shit. I thought, okay, that's interesting. What's this about? And I guess we're talking about all the changes that are happening in the world and I guess facing some of those changes and the challenges that a lot of people are going through. But there is a key, and that's what we're talking about. Russ, we're finding ourselves in a very different world to what we were even a year ago.
Oh, I know. It's incredible, isn't it? And it's been a shock to everyone. Some people have handled it a lot better than others, obviously.
Now, you're a psychotherapist. You'd know, you know, and I guess it's within our cultural DNA in so many ways, you know, when it comes to, you know, we just got to suck it up, she'll be right, mate, kind of attitude. That, I guess, may assist in building a bit of strength in the short term. But people that are struggling, they often just fall back over again. It's just not as simple as sucking things up, Russ.
No, that's right. You know, the good old Aussie battler attitude, no worries, mate, you'll be right. You know, take it on the chin, son. Yeah, you know, for little things in life, that's kind of fine. It helps you deal with something a bit tough. But when you're dealing with the really big, difficult things, like if you've lost your job for COVID or you're locked inside with your house for weeks on end with your family or somebody, you know, that you love is sick and dying with COVID and you can't go to their funeral or, you know, or you've got cancer or a serious illness or, you know, any of those really big things in life, that kind of, you know, that attitude is not really going to help you deal with it in a way that's healthy and, you know, enables you to have a quality of life.
Now, look, interestingly, back in 2015, you developed a program for the World Health Organization, which they've been using in refugee camps around the world. Now, what you're talking about here is a re-release of a book that you've already had out there called The Reality Slap. And I guess this type of program that's been shown to, you know, to be successful for people that are struggling is, I guess, really what we're talking about in this new book, and we'll call it a new book, called The Reality Slap.
Yeah, so, you know, when life slaps you in the face, turns your world upside down, yeah, how do we deal with those big reality slaps? And so the book's been re-released. It's about 50% new material based on, you know, the kind of ongoing research that's been happening. And when the World Health Organization asked me to write this kind of protocol for refugee camps, I thought, you know, how can I help these people that are stuck in these awful conditions? I mean, these refugee camps, there's hundreds of thousands of people living in tents, basic conditions of, you know, just trying to get food and water is really difficult. And they've often had multiple trauma and warfare. And yet this protocol, it's just 10 hours. It was enough to significantly reduce post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, help them cope much better in that terrible environment. And so the book is really for anyone and everybody. You know, I mean, the refugee camps are just an extreme example, but really anyone or anybody who's dealing with something really big and difficult in life, that could be anything from loss of a job, loss of a relationship, a serious illness, or you know, dealing with a global pandemic. How do we actually live and thrive in the face of these really big, huge reality slaps?
Well, look, you know, the global pandemic is far from over. Just in the last couple of days, basically scraping into the 200,000 cases per day in the US. So I guess in a lot of ways what you're talking about in this re-release of The Reality Slap is possibly pretty good timing. Sure, we're doing it tough, but sadly, Russ, it seems like a lot of us are going to be doing it a lot tougher for the next year or so as well.
Yeah, well, you know, you're so right. And, you know, it's a science-based approach. So the book is based on something called acceptance and commitment therapy, ACT for short. And it's a way of kind of, you know, making room for difficult thoughts, feelings, emotions. You know, when life's tough and you're dealing with, you know, difficult shit, to use a good Aussie expression.
Yes, without a doubt.
You know, there's you're not going to feel happy and good, and you can't just think positively. You need to learn how to open up and make room for those difficult thoughts and feelings. Learn how to kind of let them flow through you without carrying you away or squashing you. Mm. And it's also about kind of learning how to live your values. You know, who do you want to be in the face of this? How do you want to treat yourself and the people that you love as you deal with this? And kind of putting those values into play in your life, taking action guided by who you really want to be, making room for all those difficult feelings. And the third piece of the puzzle is really how to focus your attention on what's important and engage in what you're doing. Because a lot of the time when we're up against this really difficult stuff, we get so caught up in our thoughts and our feelings and our worries. We're distracted, we're unfocused, and we can't really engage in life or focus on what's important.
And it's quite interesting what you've said then too about, you know, maybe, you know, losing friends because you're going through a difficult time. Sure, that can be one of the issues. But actually, how you treat yourself and how you might chastise yourself or be upset with yourself, that can often be the key too. Because if you're tough on yourself, well, it's not going to be much of a, it's going to be very difficult to move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, that's a big factor in depression, for example. People are often incredibly hard on themselves, self-critical, self-judgmental. And what we know is there's a lot of good research on the benefits of self-compassion, actually learning how to be kind and caring to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, which is very different from self-pity. It's actually kind of being there
It's like understanding yourself. Well, look, to use one of his sayings, if shit hits the fan for you, maybe you need a breath of fresh air. And have a think about some of the things that Dr. Russ Harris has included in. Well, it's really it's a new edition of a book that's been around for a while. It's called The Reality Slap. And of course, a world-renowned author, The Happiness Trap, over a million copies sold. And 30 languages. How the hell do you write in 30 languages? You must be a clever bloke. Bloody hell.
I've got to say, I do worry about the translations. I wonder how some of these Aussie terms get translated into Japanese.
I can just imagine, especially some of the old sayings that we've even covered this morning. Look, Dr. Russ Harris, great to talk to you this morning. We didn't get you to sing, but check it out. I'll even put a link from our website in the replay of our interview. It's a new edition of The Reality Slap. It might be perfect timing. And Dr. Russ Harris, it's been great to talk to you this morning.
Thanks so much.